主感谢你把今天晚上又赏赐给我们。
Lord, we thank thee that you grant us tonight again.
又叫我们可以又有一次机会到你面前来仰望。
That once again we have a chance to come and look upon you.
主啊，我们十分的相信，当我们在一起的时候，你就在我们的中间。
Lord, we truly believe that when we are gathered together, you are in our midst.
因为你乐意把你自己的画像。寻求你的人来解开。
Because you are willing to open up your words to those who seek after you.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
因为没有任何地上的人事物的变动可以改变你那永远的目的。
Because no changes in this world, no matter if it's man, matter or events that can change your purpose.
我们来看你的定规和你的执行的时候。
And as we look at thy will and how you will execute.
我们一面看见你的信实，也一面认识你的全能。
On the one hand, we can see your faithfulness and understand your almightiness.
因为你所定规的，就照着你所安排的，完全的成就了。
Because what you will be accomplished according to thy will.
你的荣耀和丰富就不受阻拦的，完全的显明。
And your glory and your richness would.Be manifested without any reservation.
主，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你就是把我们这些人放在这一个荣耀的前途的里头。
It's because you have placed us, this group of people, in this glorious future.
这是何等荣耀的事。
How glorious this is.
是我们想象不过来的。
And this is something that we cannot imagine.
但是你却向我们说开了。
But then you have already did this.
你也给我们看见了。
And you also show us.
主啊，我们求你给我们有足够的信心去把整个的从你手里接过来。
Lord, we do ask that you grant us sufficient faith to receive this completely from thy hand.
因为你不会失信。
Because you cannot deny yourself.
因此，你所说明的就一定成就。
So what you have said will be accomplished.
我们承认我们信心常常赶不上你的定义。
And we confess that many times our faith cannot follow on to your will.
但是我们可以仰望你。
But we can look to you.
因为你是体恤人软弱的主。
Because you are Lord who is mindful of our weakness.
你把我们所没有的供应给我们。
And you provide to us what we lack.
你把我们所欠缺的赏赐给我们。
And what we lack, you grant upon us.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship.
晚上我们要看到这个荣耀的结局的时候。
Tonight as we look into this glorious end.
求我们的主给我们有一个苏醒的灵，有一个高的悟性。
Lord, we do ask that you give us alert spirit and a high understanding.
就我们可以从你的话里边来接受你心里头所有一切的定规。
So from thy word we can receive over all that you have willed in your heart.
就我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
但晚上这段时间在你手中完全。给你来使用。
Lord, tonight's time we entrust completely over to thy hand that you can use it as you will.
叫我们有一个明亮的心思在这里等候你。
So that we have a very enlightened heart as we wait upon you.
感谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们今天要看到21章了。
Tonight we'll look into chapter 21.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们说严格一点来看。
We said that if we look at it very strictly,
封住书卷的七个印到二十章的末了是完全的揭开了。
That it is the seven seals that seal the book is completely opened at the end of chapter 20.
这一个最末后的一个印的完成，也就是神在地的追讨和在天的解禁做成功。
Now, the end of the seventh seal is completed upon the passing away of the heaven and the cleansing, the passing away of the earth and the cleansing of heaven.
那么所有阻挡神做工的人事物都结束了以后。
And so after everything, the people, the events and the matters that hinder the work of God,
神所要做的就显明出来了。
Then what God will do is manifested.
所以我的我们看到二十一章的时候
，So as we look into chapter 21,
我们就看到这样的一个荣耀的事了。
Then we can see this glorious matter.
二十一章一开始，约翰就看到一个新的事物。
At the beginning of chapter 21, John sees a new matter.
他说：“我又看见一个新天新地。
”And he said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth."
因为先前的天地已经过去了。
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
海也不再有了。
And there was no more sea.
弟兄姊妹们，这一节的经文所带出来的那个事情，如果主给我们看得够准、够清楚的话，那的确是很大的事。
Now, brothers and sisters, if the Lord allows for us to see this first very accurately and very broadly, then indeed this matter is very great.
约翰在这里看到一个新天新地。
Here, John sees a new heaven and a new earth.
那这个天是新的。
Now, this is a new heaven.
这个地也是新的。
And this is also a new earth.
是从前没有出现过的。
This has never appeared before.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为先前的天地不没有了。
Because the old heaven and the old earth were passed away.
已经过去了。
They are passed away.
我们读旧约的时候
，Now when we read the Old Testament，
我们看到先知说的话。
We see the words of the prophet.
天好像外衣给卷起来。
Now the heaven was just like the outer garment that was rolled up.
卷起来。
It was rolled up.
扔掉了。
And it was winged away.
没有了。
There's no more.
这个是关乎天在旧约里面说过表明过的一个事实。
And this is a matter concerning the first heaven that was manifested in the Old Testament.
但是到了新约的时候。
But when we reach the New Testament.
那读到彼得后书第三章。
And when we read 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们就看到一个事实。
Then we see this fact.
说这个天呢被火烧。就没了。
When it mentions about this first heaven, it was burned by fire and it was destroyed.
那天是这样。
Now that is the heaven.
地呢
？What about the earth?
也是一样。
It is the same.
地给烈火焚烧，也就融化了，就没了。
And the earth was also burned by the fire and it was also destroyed.
所以旧的天地。这里就说已经过去了。
And so here it says the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
不再存留了。
They no longer exist.
我们要问一个问题。
Now we have to ask this question.
为什么新天为什么旧天旧地要给废去？
Now why is it that the first heaven and the first earth must pass away?
圣经里头没有很清楚的给我们看到那个原因。
Now in the scriptures we cannot clearly see that reason.
但是神的话却从原则上给我们看见天地给废去的那一个原因。
But by principle, God's word shows us the reason why the first heaven and first earth must pass away.
用简单的话来说。
To use simple words.
因为旧天和旧地。
It's because the old heaven and old earth.
是曾经给撒旦霸占过的。
Has once been occupied by Satan.
他在那里把旧天旧地弄得一塌糊涂。
And there he has defiled the first heaven and first earth.
叫旧天旧地有了许许多多的罪的沾染。
And so the old heaven and old earth was greatly defiled.
那么这些的事情在神眼中看来都成了不洁。
And so in God's sight, these things have become defiled.
那所以神就把它结束了。
And so God puts an end to them.
那至于神怎么去结束
But as in regards to how God ends it,
彼得后书很清楚地给我们看到
Second Peter shows us very clearly,
就是说天必有大响声就给废去
And there would be a great noise in heaven and it would pass away.
地给烈火融化也就烧毁了
And the earth would be burned by fire and it was destroyed.
我们不知道天为什么是在大响声的里头给废去
Now we don't know under what circumstance the heaven with the great noise would be destroyed.
这个天给废去又是怎么一回事我们实在不懂
We clearly don't fully understand how the first heaven will pass away.
因为我们看了这个天怎么可以废去
Because when we look at the heaven, we would wonder how can it pass away.
但神说这个天要废去
But God says it will be destroyed.
因为这个天曾经给污染了
Because this heaven was once defiled.
撒旦霸占过
Because Satan occupied it.
撒旦在那里来来回回奔跑
And Satan was roaming back and forth.
甚至撒旦从天奔跑到神的面前去控告属神的人。
That even in heaven, Satan was roaming back and forth even before God to accuse those who belong to him.
也在天空阻挡 神要在地上执行的事。
And he was also in the air to hinder the work of God upon the earth.
这就我们从约伯记我们看到这个事。
And we can see that matter in Job.
从但以理书看到这个事。
And we can see those matters in Daniel.
我们看到以弗所书第六章的时候。
And when we look at Ephesians chapter 6,
就说到那个空中掌权者。
We can see the power of the one in the air.
那这个空中掌权者是哪些？
Now, who are those who have power in the air?
是撒旦和他跟随他的。
It is Satan and his follower.
那他们曾经把天完全的霸占了。
Now, once they completely occupy heaven.
所以当神的追讨完成的时候，
And so after the chastening of God is complete,
撒旦沾染过的地方神都把它废掉。
And so all these places that have been contaminated by Satan, God destroys.
在读经的人的中间，
Now amongst those who study the Bible, 说到
天地废去啊，一般来说有两种的解说。
Now when you mention about this issue of the heaven and the earth being destroyed, there are two main understanding.
一个就是说，
One says,
神是用烈火，
God uses the fire.
来焚烧过了以后，
After it has been burned,
是把旧天地洁净了，就成了新天地。
That it is the old heaven and old earth being refined and purged in the fire, then it becomes the new heaven and new earth.
这是一种解说。
That is one interpretation.
那另外的一个解说呢？
And the other interpretation,
就明明确确就按照神的话语所说的。
Just clearly according to the word of God,
旧的完全废除。
That the old pass away,
新的填补进来。
And the new comes.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我个人以为神是把旧的完全的废弃。
I personally would think that God will have the old pass away.
因为启示录这里明明的说旧的天地已经过去了。
Because here clearly it says in Revelation that the old has passed away.
彼得后书那里就是说天就是废去了，地也就融化了。
And in 2 Peter it says that the heaven and the earth were destroyed.
就是没有。
That they are no longer.
所以我个人是倾向。
And so I personally am inclined.
今天世界就是新的。
That the new heaven and new earth are new.
神的一个新，真的是新的创造。
That indeed it is a new creation of God.
那还有一个事实。
And there's another fact.
就底下所说的海也不再有了。
And there it says there's no more sea.
那为什么没有海呢？
Why is it there's no more sea?
为什么到了新天新地的时候还没有了呢？
Why is it in the new heaven and new earth there is no more sea?
那么天空里那么许多的水，
What about all the water in the heaven?
他们如果到新地上面，他们都上哪去呢？
Now if it's on the new earth, then where does that go?
还有从神宝座那里流出来的生命水，
And what about the water of life that flows from God?
就是22章的时候就提到这个生命河的水。
And as mentioned in chapter 22 when it says the waters of life in chapter 22,
那么又流到什么地方去？
Where will it flow to?
如果没有海，
Now if there's no more sea,
那个生命河的这尽头是什么？
Then where is the source, the end of the waters of life?
那这好像是留给我们的一些疑问。
And so maybe those are questions that remain for us.
但是我想大概这个疑问是没有什么太大的困扰的。
But I don't think that kind of questions would trouble us too much.
我们先说。
Now let us first say.
弟兄姊妹记得在创世纪第二章的时候。
Now brothers and sisters, if you remember in Genesis chapter 2.
神说伊甸园。伊甸园那里有四道河。
Now God says that in the Garden of Eden there are four rivers.
这四道河是回绕全地的。
And that these four waters flow throughout the land.
好像是那个在那里周而复始的在那围绕。
And so it seems like it is circling about the garden that it circles about.
所以有没有那个河的尽头是一个大海？这个问题不是挺大的。
And so whether there is the mouth of the river, whereas there's a sea, there's no issue about that.
因为他们那个几道河就是这样，既然围绕在那里，它就是传不断的在那里流转。
And so as those four rivers that flow throughout the land, they are just circling about.
这个是小问题。
And so that's a small issue.
就是说谁为什么要把海废去？
But then the issue is why does God destroy the sea?
为什么山有？
Why is there mountains?
地有
there's the land.
当然有地，当然有山了。
Of course, if there's the land, there would be the mountains.
因为约翰是给带到高山上来看见新耶路撒冷。
Because John was led to the high mountains to look upon New Jerusalem. So there are the mountains. There's the land. And there's the river. But there's no more sea. Now why is that? Now again, the scriptures does not give us a very clear answer. But from some of the information from reading the Bible, now the sea is the nest of Satan. Now from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see those recordings.
尤其是在启示录里面也一再地提到 敌基督,假先知,
now even in Revelation it mentions about the Antichrist and the false prophet, they all come out of the sea.
福音书也说到, 在没有水的地,那撒旦的那个乌鬼, 就感觉不舒服,
now even in the Gospels it mentions where there is no water, the evil spirits are feeling unease.
有水他就开心,
now they are happy when there is water.
说主把那些附在人身上的鬼赶到猪群里的时候,
and so as the Lord cast the evil spirit from the man possessed into the swine,
结果那群猪就闯到海里去,
and as a result the swine tumbled into the deep.
当然圣经所说的那个海是指加利利海, 是一个大湖,
now of course the water that the scripture is referring to is the Sea of Galilee, is a very big lake.
但是进入猪群是那群鬼自己的要求呢,
but when it entered into the swine, that was the evil spirit's request.
他们自己要到那里,
now if they just wanted to go into the swine, they can just remain in them,
但他们感觉也不舒服,
but they did not feel comfortable.
投到海里去,
and so then they tumbled into the water.
那从这许许多多零零碎碎的记载,
and so from all those scattered recordings,
我们看到有一件事,
we can see one thing.
海跟撒旦,
now the sea is very closely connected with Satan.
20章那里说到将来那个死人要受审判以前就说到还要交出其中的死人,
and so even in chapter 20 before the dead shall be judged, the sea would have to give up the dead.
那我们就提说过这个又还是撒旦的住处,
now we mentioned before that the sea is where Satan dwells,
也可以说是他的根据地,
that we can also say that it's his headquarters.
所以到了神的旨意完成的时候,
and so when the will of God is complete,
神把撒旦扔到火湖里去的时候,
now when God winged Satan into the lake of fire,
撒旦再没有任何,
now then Satan no longer has a headquarters, and God no longer allows any days for Satan to roam about, so there would be no more sea.
那这是当那时候, 约翰在异象里面所看到的,
and so at that time that was the general condition which John saw in a vision.
我们就看到一个事实,
then we see a fact,
一切给沾污的, 到了新天新地的时候,
all that has been defiled in the new heaven and new earth would come to an end.
没有一些给沾污过的,
there is nothing that was defiled, once defiled, can be kept. And that is also a very serious principle.
关联到我们这些活在神面前的人,
now that also has to do with us who live before God.
我们是属神的,
because we belong to God.
但是不因为我们属神,
but yet, not just because we belong to God, we do not need to go through the judgment. We must also go through the judgment throne of Christ. And what is the function of going through the judgment seat of Christ?
那里是其中的一个功用乃是叫我们得着彻底的洁净,
now one of the functions of that is that we will be completely purged.
我们感谢神,
now we thank God,
在新天新地的时候,
in new heaven and new earth,
还没有一点点受沾污过的,
there is nothing, man, matter, or event that has been defiled that can be kept.
在国度的日子还有这个可能,
now in the days of the kingdom there is that possibility. And of course in this in the present day today that is very possible. And even there's no exception in the Old Testament.
但是到了新天新地,
but in new heaven and new earth, there's no possibility of that. Because all has been renewed.
所有的不洁不义全都给, 清除了。
All uncleanliness and unrighteousness has been destroyed.
这是说到新天新地的时候，开头我们所注意的那个大环境。
And so as we speak of the new heaven and new earth, that is the general condition we first pay attention to.
但是从第一节的里头。
But from verse 1,
有一个事实我们不能不留意的。
There is a fact that we must take notice of.
这一个事实在二十章已经提过了，不过我那时我就没有把它提出来。
Now we also made mention of that in chapter 20, but I did not highlight that.
因为在二十一章提是比较更合宜。
Because when we mention that in chapter 21, that is more appropriate.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible,
从旧约读到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New.
我们看到说到天的时候。
We see when it mentions about the heaven.
绝大部分都是说到诸天。
Many times when it mentions about the heaven, it is plural heavens.
但是到了二十一章启示录的时候
，But here in Revelation chapter 21,
你没有再看见诸天的这个事实。
Here you do not see that fact of the heavens.
天就成了天就是天。
Now heaven is just heaven.
天就是天。
Now heaven is just heaven.
天不再称为诸天。
No matter is heaven referred to the heavens.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要以为这个字的变化。是没有什么特殊的意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, do not think that the change in this word has no special meaning at all.
这个字的变化虽然用英文的字母来说，就缺了一个字母。
Now, in the English word, heaven is just one letter less.
在中文来说就缺了一个字。
In the Chinese character, it's one word less.
但是缺了这一点点。
But just that little difference.
在二十一章表达出来的时候
，Then what is mentioned as is expressed in chapter 21？
那么你就看见一件是非常不得了的事。
Then brothers and sisters, you see something that's very great.
那现在我们可以这样说。
Now we can put it this way.
就现在，神给我们看到新天新地没有来以前。
Now before God shows us the new heaven and new earth.
地
，the land
上面。
Above the land is the heaven.
但是这个天呢?
But this heaven,
不是只有一个天。
It's not only one heaven.
是诸天。
It is the heavens.
最低限度我们知道的。
At the very least, what we know of.
保罗曾经到过三层天。
Now, Paul was once in the third heaven.
但三层天以上还有什么天呢?
But what is above the third heaven?
三层天是不是天的最高呢?
Now, is the third heaven the highest of the heavens?
显然就不是。
Apparently not.
因为三层天那里还不是神宝座的所在。
Because the third heaven is not even where the throne of God is.
天的最高点肯定那是神宝座设立宝座的地方。
Now of course the highest point of heaven is where God establishes his throne.
那我们就简单用这一个体会来留意。
Now we just clearly understand according to that concept.
在新天新地没有来临以前。
Then before the new heaven and new earth.
在我们的观察里边。地以上就是天。
Then in our own understanding, what is above the land, the earth, the heaven.
但圣经里面给我们所领会的就是。
But in the Bible, what it shows us.
地以上是诸天。
That above the earth, it is the heavens.
那也就是说。
That is also to say.
天和地当中有很多的阻隔。
That between the heaven and the earth, there are many obstacles.
不是天就是地。天就连接到地。
It is not that just the heaven is connected with the earth.
我们就是读彼得后书说到天要给六给响声废去，那个天还是诸天。
Now, when we read in 2 Peter that the heaven would be destroyed with a great noise in 2 Peter, it's not only heaven, it's the heavens.
但是等到那个诸天废去了以后。
Now, after those heavens are passed away.
剩下来的就是天。
What is left is the heaven.
这个是新天。
That is the new heaven.
这有什么？这有什么特别的?
Brothers and sisters, you may question what's so special about this. It is very special.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意二十一章里边说到有一个非常非常严肃的事。
Now, if you take note of what's mentioned in chapter 21, it's very, very serious.
因为在二十一章里边。
Because in chapter 21,
你非常清楚地看见。
You can clearly see.
天和地连在一起。
That the heaven and the earth are connected.
神和人连在一起。
That man and God are united.
神和人中间再没有间隔。
That there's no more hindrance between God and man.
天与地当中也没有间隔。
And there's also no hindrance between the heaven and the earth.
还可以分得开。
And even though you can separate the heaven and the earth.
但他们却没有 在任何的阻隔了。
But yet there's no more obstacles.
地以上就是天。
What is above the earth is the heaven. What is below the heaven is the earth.
天与地是相结的。
Now, because the heaven and earth are connected.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这是非常大的事。
This is a very great matter.
因为当神的旨意完成的时候
，Because when God's will is complete,
不就是人与神恢复和好
？Not only is man reconciled to God,
天与地的间隔也没有了。
There is also no more obstacle hindrance between the heaven and the earth.
神和人当中的那个阻隔也没有了。
And the obstacle between God and man is no more.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
当我们看到。新天新地出现的时候
Now when we see the new heaven and new earth appearing
那个大环境的转变是这样的一件事
Now the great condition that has changed is this matter
不是只是换一件衣服那么简单
It is not just so simple as changing the garment
我们说换衣服换了衣服还是那个人
Because when we say if you change your garment it's the same old person
但是不是换衣服
But it's not changing a garment
是整个的在那里发生了变化
It is a complete transformation there
被造的和创造的没有间隔。
Now the creator and the creation has no separation.
蒙救赎的和拯救者没有间隔。
Now the savior and the redeemed have no separation.
天和地没有间隔。
The heaven and the earth have no separation.
神与人没有间隔。
God and man have no separation.
都连接起来。
They are all connected.
弟兄姊妹，这就叫我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, this shows us.
什么叫做万有都在基督里同归于一
？That is what it means that all things are to be summed up together as one in Christ.
不单是一个归向神的问题
Not only is the matter that they belong to God
并且是与神完全的调和的问题
But it's that they're completely united with God
我们实在感谢神
Indeed we thank God
这样的光景
Because this condition
是我们从来不敢想的
It is something we never imagined And that we don't even know how to
think 想也想不通的
Even if we try to think it, we cannot comprehend it
但是感谢神
But we thank God
他自己的话是这样向我们解开
Because his words are open to us in this way
在天地间他要做工作到这样的一个地步
That is the way that he is to work amongst the heaven and the earth.
我们实在没有别的话好讲。
Indeed, we have no other words to say.
因为我们看到在旧天地的里头。
Because when we see in the old heaven and the old earth,
没有不是用背向神的。
There is not one thing that does not turn their backs toward God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在他荣耀的旨意里。
In his glorious will.
全能的膀臂里。
Under the almighty hand.
他做工做到一个地。
He has worked to a point.
叫所有用背向着神的，如今都转过来用脸。
That all creation that has its backs turned toward God now would face God.
我们是在不得不在主的面前向他俯伏和敬拜。
Indeed, we have to prostrate and worship our Lord.
因为这事情只有他自己能做。
Because only he himself can do this.
也只有他自己愿意做。
And only he himself are willing to do this.
并且还有一件事情他必须要做。
And there's another matter that he will do it.
他可以不做放弃了这个就可以吗
he can don't do it and just forsake it
他重新另外来造一些来代替了这个就也可以吗
he can just have a new creation to take the place of this
神在做工的历史当中特别在人的中间他不乏这样的例子
in God's work amongst men especially he does not have this kind of example he has this kind of example
扫罗不行
whenSaul is not able.
神让大卫去代替他。
God allows David to take his place.
该隐不在了。
When
对不起，亚伯不在了。
When Abel is no more.
神用塞特来代替。
Then God uses Seth.
卖主的犹大。
The Judas.
不行了。
Who betrayed the Lord.
神用马提亚来代替他。
Then God uses Matthias.
就是你看到在旧约一直到新约。
Brothers and sisters, you can see from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
不少这样的事情。
God has did many of these kind of things.
那对这个万有，神也可以同样的去做。
Then similarly, God for this all of His creation, He can do this as well.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在万有里面，他没有这样做。
That in His creation, in all His creation, He did not do this.
他确实把所有的都更新过来。
But yet He renews all.
在底下。我们的主也就说了这个话。
And later on, our Lord says these words.
我们先看看第五节。
Let us first look at verse 5.
坐宝座的说。
And he that sat upon the throne said,
看我将一切都更新。
Behold, I make all things new.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
为什么他要这样做？
Why would he do this?
他这样做。
He does this.
显明一个事实。
It is to manifest one thing.
他是至高的神。
That he is the most high God.
在他的手里没有难成的事。
And with him, nothing is impossible.
他乐意把他自己的荣耀丰富赏赐给被造的一切。
That he is willing to grant his glory and richness to all the creation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是他的荣耀。
This is his glory.
这是他的尊贵。
This is his honor.
那么所以从第一节这里头
And so from chapter verse
1我们看到新天新地的那个大环境
We can see the general condition of the new heaven and new earth
但是在这个大环境的里头
But in this new condition
不是整个环境都是那样的重要
It is not all the condition is that important
在这个大环境里头有一个最重要的
that in this great environment there is one thing that's most important
那就是第二节说
and that is what is mentioned in verse 2
我又看见
and I John saw
圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降
saw the holy city New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven
那从神那里
it is from God
那就是新天以上
that is
的高点
It is the highest point in the new heaven that coming down,
到新地来,
coming down to the new earth.
所以在新天和新地当中有一个新耶路撒冷。
And so, in between the new heaven and new earth, there's this new Jerusalem.
But 这一个新耶路撒冷,
and in this new Jerusalem,
那是非常的荣耀,
that is extremely glorious,
非常的尊贵,
it is extremely honorable,
非常的丰富,
it is extremely rich.
这里就说,
Here it says,
装饰整齐
that is prepared, adorned,
好像新妇等候丈夫一样
as a bride waiting for her husband.
最美的时刻
it is the most beautiful time.
最美的装饰
it is the most beautiful adornment.
而最美的表达
it is the most beautiful expression.
而如同新妇一样
just as a bride.
弟兄姊妹们
now brothers and sisters,
我们要注意的
we have to pay attention.
不是从物质的眼光去看见
It is not from a materialistic view
也不是从人的眼光去看见
It is not from man's view
因为人眼中看为最美的
Because in man's view what's most beautiful
在神的眼中看来可能是一文不值
In God's sight it may be completely worthless
而现在在这里说到从神那里降临
But here when it says coming down from God
好像新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫
As a bride adorned for her husband
这一个事实是显明在神的眼前的。
Now this matter is presented before God's sight.
是显明在羔羊的眼前的。
It is presented before the sight of the Lamb.
那因此这一个装饰好的新妇
Therefore this bride has been fully adorned.
它不是属地的那种观念。
It is not of the earthly conception.
在神的眼中
In God's sight.
什么是整齐的
What is fully adorned.
什么是装饰什么是神所接受的装饰呢
Now what is the adornment that God accepts
我们感谢主
Now we thank the Lord
在旧约的话里边
In the Old Testament 特别
在诗篇的上面
Especially in Psalms
有好些话给我们看到
There are many words that show us
圣洁是神眼中所欣赏的装饰
Now holiness is the adornment that God is pleased with
荣耀丰富是神眼中所看为的整齐
Now glory and riches is what is full before the sight of God
所以整齐就是完整了
And so when it's full it means to be complete
还有
And
十九章里面说到新妇也蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣
In chapter 19 it says that the bride was with the white garment the raiment with the fine linen
就是细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义
and the fine linen are the righteous acts of the saints
那弟兄姊妹你看到
now brothers and sisters you can see that
就是圣徒所显出来的义
now it's the righteous acts of the saints
那是什么
what is that
那是主自己
that is the Lord himself
基督是我们的义
it is Christ that he is our righteousness
基督是神把他作为我们的义赏赐给我们
now God has made Christ our righteousness and granted him to us
新耶路撒冷装饰整齐
and so this new Jerusalem fully adorned
这个不是说哎呦粉刷过了那个新房子
and so no this is not just the bride's room that has been brushed over
而新的设计
it is a new design
新的材料
it is new material
不是这些物质的
no it is not those kind of materialistic concepts
乃是说的
but it tells us
原来这一个城
that this city
他们是在旧造里的
that it was in the old creation
但现在呢
But now,
全都给神的性情
Now, fully it has the God's nature.
神的本性
God's own nature, his characteristic.
完全完全的充满在其中
And has fully been filled with it.
而用神的自己来作为他的装饰
to use God himself as their adornment.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常不简单的
Brothers and sisters, this is not a simple matter.
到了新天新地的时候
When we reach new heaven and new earth,
神不单是叫我们看见那个大环境
Not only does God show us that great environment,
也叫我们看见那个焦点
But also lets us see the focus.
那这个焦点就是一座城。
Now this focal point is a city.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
提到这一座城的时候
when we make mention of this city,
它的历史也是很有意思的。
Now the history of the city is very meaningful.
这一座城
the city,
神在创世以前就已经定规要建造。
Before the foundation of the world, God has will to build this city.
所以这希伯来书十一章里边
，and so he in Hebrews chapter 11
就说到一座城
，it speaks of a city。
这一座城是亚伯兰蒙召的时候，他神给他看的。
And this is a city that God has shown Abraham in his vision when he was called。
亚伯兰看到这一座城
，and when Abraham saw the city，
他就觉得他一生里面所追求的、要拣选的，就是要得着这一座城。
He knows in his life what he wants to choose and gain is this city。
那这一座城
and this city
是神自己经营
and that God is the architect
是神自己所建造的
and he is the builder
他在那里设计
and there he designs
他在那里执行
and he is the one who works
他把这一个城建造起来
and so he builds this city
而在从前没有建造城的时候没有显出来
now before the city was not manifested
现在到了新天新地的时候
but now in the new heaven and new earth
这个城建造好了
the city has been built
显出来
It appears.
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
当我们一留意到这个城的时候
Now when we pay attention to this city,
你看在这个城没有显出来以前
You see that before the city appears,
在地上曾经发生过两次的历史
On the earth, there once were these two recordings.
这两次的历史
And these two history,
在当时来说
At that time,
都是唯一的城
It is the only city.
头一个城
The first city
那是该隐盖的
And that was built by Cain
我们读创世纪的时候我们也晓得
When we read Genesis we know
该隐杀了亚伯以后
After Cain killed Abel
他是带着一个记号虽然那个记号是让他得保护但却是一个羞辱的记号
He had received a mark even though that mark was his protection it was a mark of shame
但是在该隐的心里面呢
But in Cain's heart
我们想象他大概是有点不大服气的
We can imagine that he was not subdued in his heart
但是又不能改变这个事实
But yet he cannot change this fact
因为这个事实是神做好了
Because this is a fact that God did himself
那他要想出一个补救的方法
And so he has to think a way to make it up
他怎么去补救呢
So how does he try to make it up
他是建造了一个城
So he built a city
那么我们有理由说
We can have reason to say
起初他定规想用他自己的名字来称那一座城
At the very beginning, maybe he wants to use his name to name that city
来让以后的人来纪念从前有一个人叫做该隐
And so others can remember once there was this person named Cain
他是很尊贵很尊贵的
That he was very honorable
所以就盖了一个城来纪念他
So he built a city to remember So a city was built to remember him
但是该隐还活的时候
But as Cain was still living,
与他同世代的人
goes in his same generation,
都知道他是什么人
all knows who he is.
人家就盖一个城在那里，也没有解决他的羞辱。
And so if he built a city there, his shame is still with him.
反倒，也动人家更多的说， 你看该隐这个人。
Then maybe others would even more look at him in a way that look at Cain.
那所以他把这个城改了一个名字。
So he gave a name to this city.
就是用他儿子的名字来叫那个城。
So he named it after his son.
那当然就是一箭双雕了。
And of course, so then he can use this for two purposes.
纪念他儿子也就纪念他了。
So when his son is remembered, he himself is remembered.
但是我们要问。
So we have to ask.
该隐盖这一个城啊，他的目的在哪？
What is the purpose of Cain building the city?
他要传扬他自己。
He wants to proclaim himself.
这是很明显的。
That's very clear.
过了洪水。
Now after the flood.
那盖隐这一个城也淹没了。
Then the city of Cain has been flooded.
那个时候的地上也再没有城了。
Then there's no more cities in this land.
但弟兄姊妹你就看见
But again, brothers and sisters, you can see
人在那里又来盖一个城
There a man tries to build another city
那在示拿地盖一个城
And that is in the land of Shinar
那盖这个城的目的在哪里呢
What is the purpose of building that city
目的就是说
The purpose is to say
他们 不要分散在全地
That they do not want to be scattered upon all the land They want to gather together
因为神造人的时候
Because when God created man
神的安排是如此
God arranged it so
人要生养众多遍满全
That they would be fruitful and multiply throughout the land.
洪水出来以后
And after the flood,
神对挪亚说的仍然是这个话
God says the same words to Noah.
要生养众多遍满
That you must be fruitful and multiply.
但是人在那里就觉得
But man felt,
我们不情愿
We don't want to.
我们要住在一起
We want to live together.
住在一起高兴热闹一点
It is more noisy for us to live together.
全地也许就是很孤单又很艰困了
And when we are scattered, then we're very lonely is very difficult.
要失守空权打天下，那这个不行。
And so we cannot do that and get our own land by ourselves.
我们还是要聚在一起。
We have to gather together.
表面上是我们不要聚在一起。
And so we have to live together.
实际却是对抗神的安排。
But yet in reality it is to go against God's arrangement.
你看在地上曾经有过这两个城。
So brothers and sisters, you see, once in history there's these two cities.In their generation,
这两个城都是地上唯一的城。
There's the only two cities in the earth.
那如果我们只是看表面的是历史
，and so we look at the history on the surface,
那就是历史上发生过的事。
Then we say those are only historical accounts.
但是我们如果在神的永远的旨意里面来看地上。人的那个历史的发展
But yet under the will of God we look at how man's history developed
我们非常容易看得出
Then very clearly we can see
这是撒旦的诡计
That is Satan's scheme
要在神的城没有建好以前再先把地霸占上来
That before God's city is built he wants to also occupy the land
因为不单是亚伯兰晓得神建造这个城需要时间
Not only does Abram know that God needs time to build the city
撒旦当然也知道神需要时间来建造那个城。
And of course, Satan fully knows that God needs time to build the city.
所以他就抢先来把在地上把城建造好。
So he wants first to have these cities built in the world.
因为他就是要霸占这个地。
It is because one day
神所建造的城建造好了。
God's city has been completed.
撒旦也给弄到。那个火湖里面去
And Satan is also cast into the lake of fire.
在新地的里面没有人造的城的地位
And in the new earth, there is no place at all for man's city.
在新地的里面只有新耶路撒冷
But in the new earth, there is only the new Jerusalem.
那这个新耶路撒冷是什么呢
Now, what is this new Jerusalem?
我们晓得
We know.
从21章的里面给我们看到有几句话
From chapter 21 there are a few verses that tell us
有几句话是彼此连接有关联的
Now these few verses are linked together
第一就是这里说的新耶路撒冷城这一个事实的本身
One it tells us this new city the new Jerusalem itself
第二就是宝座上在那里宣告一件事情
Secondly it tells us on the throne this is proclaimed
神的帐幕在人间神要与人同住
That the tabernacle of God is with man and he will dwell with them
那这个神的帐幕是指着什么
Now what is this tabernacle of God
显然的给我们看到是就是指着新耶路撒冷
Apparently, it shows us it is then the New Jerusalem.
然后呢，又给我们看。
And then it shows us.
那这个新耶路撒冷是什么呢
？What is this New Jerusalem?
我们先来看看第九节。
Let's first look at verse 9.
拿着七个金碗盛满幕后七斋的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹就是羔羊的妻子给你看。我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，山那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
That's verse 9 and 10.
那就说你从这段话里面你又看到。
And so brothers and sisters, from those words you can also see,
新耶路撒冷一面显出是神的帐幕。
The new Jerusalem on the one hand when it appears, it is God's tabernacle.
神在人中间所支搭的那个帐幕。
That is God himself who built this tabernacle amongst men.
那也就是说是神的住处。
In other words, it is his habitation.
神在人中间居住的所在。
That is the habitation where God dwells amongst men.
那这一个所在是什么呢？
And what is that habitation?
底下就说了。
Later it tells us,
这一个新耶路撒冷就是羔羊的妻。
This new Jerusalem is the bride of the Lamb.
那羔羊的妻就是教会。
And so the bride of the Lamb is the church.
那这就是我们就解决了一个很重要的问题。
And so brothers and sisters, we have this very cleared.
我们常常人在那里想。
Many times man would think,
究竟新耶路撒冷是什么呢?
That in fact, what is the new Jerusalem?
有人以为新耶路撒冷就是在天上的一个给人居住的所在。
Many would think that the new Jerusalem is just a dwelling place for us in heaven.
因为我们的主说,
Because our Lord says,
在我父的家里有许多的住处。
In my father's house, there are many dwelling places.
若是没有,我就早告诉你们了。
If there were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
I go is to prepare a place for you.
预备好了就回来接你们。
And when I prepared it, I would return to receive you.
就我在那里,你们也在那里。
So where I will be, you will be there also.
我们就很容易就想到,新耶路撒冷就是将来我们与主同住的地方。
So very easily we can think New Jerusalem is where we will dwell with the Lord in the future.
当然这样来看,新耶路撒冷也相差不远。
Of course, if we view the New Jerusalem that way, it's not too far off.
但是却没有抓牢。
But yet we have not fully grasped the fact of the New Jerusalem.
那究竟新耶路撒冷是什么呢?
So in fact, then what is the New Jerusalem?
这里就说得很清楚。
Here it clearly tells us that
新耶路撒冷就是羔羊的妻。
The New Jerusalem is the Lamb's bride.
羔羊的妻就是教会。
Now, the Lamb's wife is the church.
那因此
Therefore,
新耶路撒冷就是在荣耀中的教会。
That the New Jerusalem is the church in glory.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们留意
，Let's take note。
一提到教会的时候
，When we make mention of the church，
我们说在启示录里边绝大部分的时间没有再提教会。
Because we said that in Revelation most of the time it does not mention the church。
因为教会在第一、第二、第三章。这三章的时间过了以后，教会已经不再在地上了。
Because in Revelation, after the first three chapters, no longer is the church on earth.
那但是现在教会又在回到地上。
But now, once again, the church returns to the earth.
但是不是老的地。
But it's not the old earth.
是在新地。
It is the new earth.
它显明出来的时候。
When she is manifested.
不是过去教会在地上的那种光景。
It is not in the former condition of the church in the old earth.
带着许多的残缺的。
That there were many blemishes.
说是以基督为首，但事实上基督在教会里头没有地位。
Even though in the former condition Christ should be the head, yeah, there's no place for Christ in the church.
这是在地上一般称为教会的团体的光景。
That is the general condition of the group so-called church on earth.
但到了新地的时候。
But in the new heaven and earth,
教会在那里显出来,
when the church is manifested,
那就不是这样残缺的,
then it is no more blemish in that way.
因为这一个时候,
because at that time,
教会已经被提到天上经过基督台前的审判,
the church has been already raptured in the air and gone through the judgment seat of Christ,
又接受了羔羊的婚序,
and also gone through the wedding feast of the Lamb,
正正规规的成了羔羊的妻,
and properly has become the wife of the Lamb.
这个时候的教会
and the church at that time
在没有任何皱纹玷污在没有任何沾污皱纹等类的病
there would be no more blemishes, diseases, wrinkle or any such disease
乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的
but it is holy without blemish
如同主自己一样
just as the Lord himself
并且与主完全的联合的
and in fact has been completely united with the Lord
在 新天新地里是怎样的荣耀
And so how glorious the Lord is in the new heaven and new earth
教会在新天新地里面也是那样的荣耀
The church herself is also just as glorious in the new heaven and new earth And this glorious church
就是新耶路撒冷
is the new Jerusalem
弟兄姊妹你注意这一点
Brothers and sisters pay attention to that point
荣耀的教会就是新耶路撒冷
The glorious church is the new Jerusalem
荣耀的教会住在新耶路撒冷
The glorious church dwells in New Jerusalem
跟荣耀的教会就是新耶路撒冷
And also that the glorious church is the New Jerusalem
是两件不同的事
It is two different things
弟兄姊妹千万不要以为说
Brothers and sisters do not
荣耀的教会住在新耶路撒冷
That the glorious church dwells in the New Jerusalem
不是
No
当然你在新耶路撒冷里面你看见教会
Yes, in the New Jerusalem you see the church
但是教会却不是住在新耶路撒冷
But yet the, glorious, the church does not dwell in the New Jerusalem
因为你在新耶路撒冷看见教会
Because in the New Jerusalem you see the church
那是因为教会本身就是新耶路撒冷
It is because the church herself is the New Jerusalem
所以你看到新耶路撒冷你不能不看见教会
So when you see the New Jerusalem you must see the church
你看见在荣耀里的教会的时候你就看到了新耶路撒冷
When you see the glorious church you will see the New Jerusalem
那弟兄姊妹们我把这一个事实那样明确的来解说 一下
And so brothers and sisters I will clarify this
乃是为了下文有一些事实如果我们不掌握这个事实我们就又会弄得在领会上面有一些混乱
Because of some facts to come So if we don't first grasp this Then later on we'll be confused again
那我们如果能掌握了这一个事实
Now if we can grasp this fact
那我们现在从第三节又来看了
Then let us look again from verse 3
我听见有声大声音从宝座出来说
And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying
看啊神的帐幕在人间
Behold the tabernacle of God is with men
他要与人同住
And he will dwell with them
他们要做他的子民
And they shall be his people
神要亲自与他们同住
And God himself shall be with them
做他们的神
And be their God
好底下有一些事情我们先不管
Now later there are other things But let us not go into that yet Now let us first deal with these issues inside here
放了新天新地的时候
Now brothers and sisters In the new heaven and new earth
神是谁的神
Whose God is God
神要与人同住那是人是什么人
Now God will dwell with them Who are they
弟兄姊妹平常我们好像没有留意这一个
Brothers and sisters Normally it seems like we don't pay attention to that
我不自觉地以为、哦、这里的人就是指教会了
Unconsciously we think these people are referring to the church
所以这里所说的神就是教会的神、哦、
And so the God here mentioned is the God of the church
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
你要注意
You must take note
神的帐幕在人间
God's tabernacle is amongst men
那这个人间是指着哪一个范围
And so these men What is that boundary
如果只是指着教会
If it's pointing at the church
那教会以外的新天新地里边的人那又算是什么
Then the men that's outside of the New Jerusalem in the New Heaven and New Earth who are they
会问了
Then you might ask
那在新天新地里头除了教会还有别的人啊
Then you might ask are there even other people aside from the church in the New Heaven and New Earth
当然有啊
Yes there is
因为在历史上那些蒙神纪念的那些人他们不列在教会里
Because throughout history those remembered by God they are not listed amongst the church
那他们在不在新天新地
Now are they in the new heaven and new earth
当然在啊
Yes they are
还有二十一章里面又提到
And even in chapter 21 it mentions
列国的君王
The nations, the kings of the nations.
要把荣耀归给耶路撒冷
It is to bring the glory to the New Jerusalem.
人要将列国的荣耀归给耶路撒冷新耶路撒冷
And man will give the glory of the nations to New Jerusalem.
那这些人是什么人
Now who are those people?
那个列国的君王又是什么人
Who are these nations, the kings of these nations?
你说是教会吗?
You say, are they the church?
当然不可能。
Of course not.
因为教会并不做列国的君王。
Because the church is not the kings of the nation.
教会也不做, 也不做那个, 那个列国的人。
And that the church is not the people of these nations.
教会在那里就是新耶路撒冷。
Because the church herself is the New Jerusalem.
教会在那时就是羔羊的妻。
Because the church is the lamb's wife.
羔羊是, 教会在那时是接受列国的人归给神的荣耀，教会在那里分享。
It is because when the church receives the glory of the nations to God, the church partakes of that.
那因此我们就看到了。
Therefore, then we can see.
在新耶路撒冷这个事实，就是说在荣耀的教会这个事实以外。
Then in the New Jerusalem, in the fact of this New Jerusalem, that is the glory of the church.
还有好多其他的人。
Aside from her, there's other many people in the new heaven, new earth.
经过白色大宝座而存留下来的。
These people are they who went through the judgment of the great white throne and are kept.
也包括那些在国度里头与基督一同做王的那一些外邦人。
It also includes the Gentiles.
对不起，那些犹太人。
Correction. It also includes the Israelites who reign with Christ in the kingdom.
当然也包括旧约里边很多的圣徒。
And of course, that also includes many of the saints in the Old Testament.
那这个在新天新地里边，这许许多多的人。
And so all these people in the new heaven and new earth.
那是个神。现在说神的帐幕在人间。
And now God's tabernacle is amongst men.
神在人中间支达他的居所。
And that God establishes his habitation amongst men.
那是在哪些人里？
Now amongst who?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是在荣耀教会以外所有给带进新天新地里面的人。
These are the others outside of the glorious church, the New Jerusalem, that have been brought into the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为新天新地里头只有神跟教会。
Now, brothers and sisters, do not mistake that in the new in the new heaven and new earth, there is only God and the church.
不
，No.
除了教会，还有许多其他的人。
Aside from the church, there are still many others.
我们就不说别的。
Now, not to mention any others.
我们就说希伯来书。
But just in Hebrews alone.
那里也提到有一个事实。
There it mentions this fact.
说到在天上的锡安山。
When it mentions about Mount Sinai in the new heaven.
有神。
There is God.
有诸长子所共聚的总会，那是教会。
That is also the congregation held by the Son. That is the church.
有被成全之人的灵魂。
And there's also the souls that have been perfected.
有千万的天使。
And there are also the myriads of angels.
神自己我们不说。
Now we don't mention about God himself. We don't mention about the angels.
除了诸长子共聚的总会以外。
Now aside from the congregation that is held by the Son.
有不少被成全的灵魂。
There are still many souls that are perfected.
那这些人不在教会里。
Now these people are not in the church.
这是在教会以外蒙神纪念、蒙神怜悯的人。
Now there are those outside the church that's remembered and has been received mercy by God.
如果他们能在天上的锡安山。
Now if they're able to be on Mount Sinai in heaven.
那在新天新地里边，一定不会没有他们的份。
Then they must have a part in the new heaven and new earth.
但是他们又不是教会。
But yet they're not the church.
那他们是什么？
Then who are they?
是新天新地里边的人。
They are the people in the new heaven and new earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So brothers and sisters,
在新天新地里边。
In the new heaven and new earth,
除了教会以外，还有好多蒙神纪念的人。
Aside from the church, there are many others who have been remembered by God.
他们是在各种各样的情况的底下。让神纪念他们。
It is under different conditions that they have been remembered by God.
这一些人
and these people,
他们当然是仰望神的，拣选神的。
Of course they look to God and they choose God.
所以神也让他们进到新天。
And so God allows for them to enter into new heaven and new earth.
神就在这些人中间支搭帐篷和住处。
And so God establishes his tabernacle amongst these people.
那这个住处就是新耶路撒冷。
And this dwelling place is the new Jerusalem.
神住在荣耀的教会里。
And God dwells in the glorious church.
神借着荣耀的教会住在万民的中间。
It is through the glorious church that God dwells amongst the people.
我们是在感谢我们的。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为这一件事情。
Because this matter.
说出了一个什么事实呢？
What does it speak of for?
乃是说出神在创世的时候所定规的，甚至是创世以前所定规的那个心思。
It tells us of the heart of God in creation, even before creation.
就是他要与人同住。
It is that he wants to dwell amongst men.
就是说你看这个心思。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this part.
什么时候开始呢？
When did it begin?
如果我们注意教会的历史，从启示到施行。
Now, if we pay attention to the history of the church from Revelation to the execution,
你一定能记得。
Then you remember.
教会头一次给提出来。
The first time when the church was mentioned.
乃是在雅各。在那个去巴旦亚兰的那个旷野里面所做的那个梦。
And that was in the dream of Jacob.
神在梦里头向他说出神需要一个家。
And in his dream, God mentioned to him that God needs a house.
所以雅各醒来的时候，他就把那个地方从原来叫路斯改为伯特利。
And so when Jacob awoke from his dream, he changed the original name of that place Luz to Bethel.
并且伯特利的意思就是神的家。
And the very meaning of Bethel is the house of God.
并且他在那里立了一根柱子。
And he also built an altar there.
浇上油。
And he added oil upon the pillar. That is to say, that is where the house of God is.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果从当时雅各那个动作来说，我们是觉得不知道是什么。
If we look at the very action of Jacob at that time, it seems like we don't know what that's all about.
我们只知道
we only know
雅各做过一个这样的梦
that Jacob once had this dream.
他就觉得神的家在那个地方。
And so he felt that the house of God is at that place.
当然神的家并不在那个地方。
And of course, the house of God is not at that place.
但是在那里却说出说明一件事。
But there it tells us of this.
神在那里。
God there.
神的家就在哪里。
Then wherever God is, there's where his house is.
雅各体会到。
Because Jacob was able to understand that point.
做了一件事。
So he did this action.
立了一个石柱，浇了一些油。
He built a pillar and he added oil.
就是他自己出的主意，还是神在梦中告诉他，但是那里没有记录下来。
Now whether that was his own thought or God told him to do that in his dream, that was not recorded.
但是他确实是做了这件事。
But yet he did that.
而这件事是有属灵的意义。
And that very action has a spiritual meaning.
什么是石头？
What is the rock?
亚当的子孙就是石头。
And that is the descendants of Adam is the rock.
亚伯拉罕的子孙就是石头。
And the descendants of Abraham is that stone.
我们的司祭约翰在那里宣告一件事。
But when John the Baptist proclaimed,
神能从这些石头当中兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙来。
That even God can raise the descendants of Abraham from these stones.
怎么能叫石头成为亚伯拉罕的子孙？
And so how can these stones raise up the descendants of Abraham?
从浇油那个动作你就看到了。
It is because from the action of pouring the oil.
那个石头就是人。
It's because that stone is man.
就是这些堕落的人的那个本性。
The stone is very own nature of the fallen man.
油浇在上面，那就是加上圣灵。
When the oil is poured upon it, it is mean to add upon the Holy Spirit.
堕落的人。
The fallen man.
亚当的子孙。
The seeds of Adam.
如果他们有了圣灵。
And now if they have the Holy Spirit.
那个事实就发生一个很大的变化。
Then that is a transformation there.
是这样的一个事实。
It is that fact then.
就叫那个地方有了神的家。
So then that place would have the house of God.
这是圣经里边头一次神启示他要做的事。
That is the first place in the Bible that reveals to us what God wants to do.
那以后呢？
Later on,
以色列人出埃及。
The Israelites exit.
在西乃山上要建造会幕。
Egypt on the foot of Mount Sinai, the tabernacle is rebuilt.
建造会幕这一件事情。
And in the matter of building the tabernacle, it is even more clear to confirm.
因为神告诉摩西说。
Because God tells Moses.
你告诉百姓说。
Tell the people.
为我建造一个帐幕。
To build a tabernacle for me.
使我可以住在他们。
So that I can dwell in their midst.
话就说了更。比雅各那天晚上做的梦的说的更清楚。
Now those words are so much more clearer than the dream that Jacob had.
神要借助那个会幕帐幕住在人的中间。
It is through that tabernacle that God wants to dwell amongst men.
等到大卫的时候。
At the time of David.
那圣殿的那个事实又出来了。
The holy temple came forth.
当然圣殿跟会幕是。
And of course, the holy temple and the tabernacle are the same. But it's much more glorious, it's more honorable, it's more rich. But it also says, that on earth, God wants to gradually manifest his majestic home.
到了新约
in the New Testament,
那神的家就教会就成了神的家
then the church becomes the house of God.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters, we have to take note of one thing.
神需要在地上有一个家的目的在哪
What is the purpose of God desiring a home on earth?
造会幕的时候就说得清楚了。
When the tabernacle was built, it's very clear. He wants to dwell amongst men.
现在到了那个最末后的时候。
And so now at the very end.
一切的事情都要成就的时候。
When all is complete.
宝座上就宣告了。
Then on the throne it is proclaimed.
人的帐幕在人。
The tabernacle of God is with men.
他要与人同住。
And he will dwell with them.
他要住在人的中间。
And he will dwell in the midst of the people, brothers and sisters.
这个是神在创世以前。所定位的心意
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of God before creation. He wants to dwell amongst men.
他要与人联合
He wants to be united with men.
他要在人与神中间没再没有没有间隔
He wants no hindrance between himself and man.
以前还没有人
Even though before creation there's no man. But yet that is the heart of God.
我们要上主低头敬
We have to bow our head to the Lord and worship.
而到了新天新地的
Now in the new heaven and new earth,
这一个心愿完成了
This desire of God is complete.
可以住到人的中间
He can dwell amongst men.
和人中间在
There is no more separation between him and man. And God is completely free amongst men. And man completely can come freely before God. Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord. And when we see such a matter, we cannot but bow our head and worship before our Lord. But once again, I want to emphasize these people who dwell with God, who are they?
不要让教会这一个观念来代替了这一批这些人
Brothers and sisters, do not use the concept of the church to take the place of these people.
教会是荣耀珍贵的，没有错。
The church is glorious and honorable. There's nothing wrong with that.
但这里所说的住在人中间的那些人。
But here when it says that God will dwell amongst them, this boundary is so much more broader than the church. It is all the people.
是整个新地里边的人。
It is all the people in the new earth.
那在整个新地里边的人。
And so all the people in the new earth,
神在那里宣告。
God proclaims there,
他们要做他的子民。
They shall be his people.
神要亲自与他们同住
and God himself will dwell with them and be their God
弟兄姊妹你看到了
brothers and sisters you can see
所有在新天新地里边的人
everyone in the new heaven and new earth
都是神的子民
they are his people
所有在新天新地里头的人
all those in the new heaven and new earth
神都做他们的神
God will be their God
那弟兄姊妹这里说得太清楚了
Brothers and sisters, this is too clear here.
你看到神人和神中间再没有间隔了
You can see there's no more separation between God and man.
固然是没有间隔
And of course the church and the Lord have no separation because they have been united as one.
成为荣耀尊贵的教会
They have become a glorious church.
就是不是教会的那其他的人
Even the others who are not of the church,
与他们的关系
the relationship God has with them,
完全敞开的光景
It is also in this condition where they're completely free and open. Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
这是神在他荣耀的旨意里面所要做成功的。
This is what God will complete in His glorious will.
什么叫做万有都在基督里同归于一
What does it mean for all to be gathered together as one in Christ?
这就是万有在基督里同归于一。
This is here shown that all things are to be summed up as one in Christ.
只是限于人的这个部分。
But this is only in the boundary of regarding man.
但是万有与在基督里同归于一，那是连其他一些被造之物。
Now when everything is summed up together as one in Christ, it includes all the other creation.
神这样的一个心思
And that heart of God,
只有到了新天新地的时候
Only then, in the new heaven and new earth can be completed.
我们感谢赞美我们的
We praise and thank our Lord.
那现在我们就看到了
Now we can see.
为什么
Why?
当主还没有回来以前
Why is it before our Lord's return?
我们把我们所有追求一切的追求的那个焦点放在教会的建造上面
Why is it then the focus of all our pursuit is placed upon the church?
因为这个事实是关联着神那永远的旨意的完成的
Because this fact is linked together with the completion of the glorious will of God
神 在这些日子里面借着基督所做的
In these days, God through what Christ has done
是在建造基督的身体
It is to build the body of Christ
是在预备羔羊的妻
It is to prepare the lamb, the bride, the bride of the lamb
而是在经营建造这一个新耶路撒冷
It is to build this new Jerusalem
而只有当新耶路撒冷建造好
And only when this new Jerusalem is finished
神的旨意就完成
Then the will of God is complete
是弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们是在求主给我们里面非常非常的明亮的看见
Indeed, may the Lord show us very clearly and enlighten us from within
救恩不是叫我们个别人在神面前做好人
Salvation is not so that we can be a good person individually before God
神得着许许多多的个别的那个好人那神就满意了
That God can gain many individuals who are good people before him then he is satisfied
不
No
神不是要这个
That is not what God wants
神是要许许多多蒙拣选的人给聚拢起来
But what God desires that many people who have been chosen that they are gathered together
去建成基督的身体
To be built as the body of Christ
不是只有一个地位的身体
It's not only that there are a body who only has a position
或者说清楚一点不是只有一个地位一个身体的地位
Not only do they have the position in the body
而是要有一个身体的实体
But they do have the actual member of the body
这一个实体不是透过一个组织
and being the body is not only through an organization
而是借着生命的连结
but it is through the connection of life
在生命的连结的里边去接受基督的丰富
and in the connection of life to receive the richness of Christ
是这样的接受神的经营神的建造
only then this way we are built and perfected by God
到了有一天
to one day When the time is full,
新天新地来了,
then the new heaven and new earth will come. The new Jerusalem will come.
这一个时候,
At that time,
神能在那里宣告一件事,
God is able to proclaim one thing.
他的帐幕在人间,
His tabernacle is amongst men.
他要与人同住,
and he will dwell with men.
他要做他们的神,
and he will be their God.
他们要作为神的子,
and they will be his people.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们看见神在等待那一天,
when we see God is awaiting for that day,
我们也乐意看见那一天快快的来到,
we're so willing for that day to come quickly.
因此我们求主给我们知道我们在今天如何让神来用着我们去预备羔羊的妻
Then we do ask the Lord to show us how we can prepare to be the bride of the Lamb for that day
只有羔羊的妻预备好了
Only when the bride of the Lamb is fully adorned
新天新地才有条件出来代替旧天地
Then only the new heaven and new earth is qualified to appear to take the place of the old heaven and old earth
天和地的间隔
So no longer would there be a separation between heaven and earth.
人和神的阻隔不存在了。
No more would there be an obstacle between God and man.
万有彼此中间的隔膜不存在了。
And no longer would there be any obstacle between all things.
一切受造的物和创造的神没有阻隔了。
Then all creation and the creator have no separation.
神的荣耀和丰富成了万有。
Then God's glory and fullness would be enjoyed by all.
万有也在那个时候去彰显神的荣耀尊贵和丰富。
And all things then would display the glory, honor, and richness of God.
我们今天晚上就是看到新天新地那个大环境。
Now tonight we'll just look into the great environment of the new heaven and new earth.
我们下一次我们就看。新耶路撒冷的那个具体的光景
And next time we'll look into the actual situation of the new Jerusalem
我们感谢神
We thank God
这一个城
This city
实在是神所经营神所建造
Indeed God himself is the builder and architect
我们就是他所建造 当中所使用的材料。
And we are the very material that he uses to build the city.
来成全神在永远的计划里头所做的设计。
To perfect the design that is worked out in the eternal purpose of God.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这里。
I think we'll end here today.